Hi, this is Claire. You're listening to part four, module three. What's that ringing in his ears? Wedding bells? Dating is the foreplay of marriage, which makes marriage the smoking hot sex, of course. So sign me up. Oh, wait, I'm already off the waiting list and in the hot and heavy, girlfriend. And if you love being married one-tenth as much as I do, you are in for a fast and fabulous ride. And I'm not just talking about sex either. Although I really like talking about sex. Sex is awesome. Now back to your regularly scheduled program. Don't forget to go back and review the top 10 signs that he's marriage material. That's one of your downloads, because it will give you a quick read on whether or not a man is going to be the kind of man you'll be able to build a lifelong relationship with. But just because he's marriage material doesn't mean he's actually ready for marriage. We're going to talk now about 12 signs that he is not only marriage material, but he's actually ready to tie the knot. This is 12 signs that he's ready for marriage. Number one, he's had his fill of sowing wild oats, or he's too disciplined to do that. It's absolutely true that some guys are going to get it out of their systems come hell or high water. They are overflowing with hormones and driven to have sex, and their discipline levels are less than adequate for stemming the tide, or maybe they just don't care. It doesn't really matter why they do it, but plenty of men will spend every waking moment in pursuit of easy sex. Don't be the woman who fulfills that need for them. If you are interested in any kind of lasting relationship with that particular guy, I can pretty much guarantee you that nobody who has sex on the first date or even becomes one of those easy booty call for a guy who is sowing his wild oats is going to end up in a committed relationship with that person. So that's the first one. Sign he's ready for marriage. He's not sowing wild oats. He's too disciplined to do that, or he's all done with that. Number two, he's financially independent, or he's well on his way toward financial independence. If you commit to a man who is currently living on a meal ticket, and by that I mean he's living in his parents' basement or sponging off his friends or otherwise mooching, he is not ready to make the step toward commitment. On the other hand, if he's made it past his first few minimum wage jobs and is working to build a nest egg or maybe even some engagement ring money, he is definitely in the ready to commit category. This one can trip you up because there are so many sexy guys out there trying to make it big in Hollywood or Nashville or on the cage fighting circuit. These guys are fun and exciting, but they are not ready to settle down. Hard bodies are HOT, but the urge to merge is what you're looking for. Number three, you aren't a secret. If he's already introduced you to his friends and family and speaks frequently about you to all of them, and he's confident that you're the one he wants to be seen and associated with, oh yeah, can you say ready for commitment? This is it. Number four, his language has gone from me to we. His plans almost always include you, and he talks about the things you'll both accomplish or do together frequently. He talks comfortably about your future together, and he may even have brought up plans and marriage, plans for marriage and kids. Number five, he already knows he wants to be a dad. Wow, this is a big one. You sometimes find this particular characteristic in the 30s and over set of single men. Guys do have a biological clock, but it tends to ring after they get their career going. If you find a man who's already having thoughts about becoming a father, you know he's prime for commitment. Number six, he loves your quirks. It's okay. You can admit it. You have a few odd little things about you. like the way you have to organize the zippers at the fabric store, or the fact that you can't read a book without circling all the misspellings, or maybe you can't stand to eat while walking, or you crack your knuckles during movies, or you put salt on your watermelon. He knows, and he finds you entirely charming. Number 7, he actually likes your family. Now, not everybody gets this one in their man, but when you do, it's notable. He has shared your family's special events. He's even been helpful and supportive during bad times that your family's gone through together. He may not call your mother mom. I personally object to that little practice. I don't know about you, but he's clearly connected and engaged with the people who call you theirs. Number 8. This is an easy one. He raises the subject of marriage, or he says, "I love you." This is a pretty big deal, as we've hinted at before. Since men tend to come around more slowly on these two biggies, if you already have one that's there, you definitely know he's ready to settle down. Number 9, he's interested in your goals for the future, and he's helping you make your way toward them. This tells you that he can envision both of you years down the road, working together toward both of your dreams. Your goals are important to him because you are important to him. Number 10, he makes room for you in his house or apartment. You know a guy is not ready for commitment if he's very careful to return any items you've left at his place, especially personal items that might indicate you're in it for the long haul. But when he's feeling all nasty, you'll start to find he has put your magazines on the coffee table. He keeps a special drawer or place in the closet for you, or asks you for help in arranging his kitchen or den, just so. Number 11. He's completely comfortable when you take his calls. You know that feeling of trust you have when you let someone else answer your cell phone? That's the kind of trust that says, this person is totally okay with me. I'm at home with him or her. If you happen to be nearest and he tells you to answer his phone for him, that is a powerful indicator of his willingness to commit. And the last one is, he likes to spend a lot of time with you, not necessarily having sex. He clearly gets a lot of pleasure out of simply being with you, even if he's not trying to get into your pants. This lets you know he thinks of you as a keeper and is very open to being committed to you. All right, I also want to spend a little bit of time talking about whether or not you should try to get him to pop the question. And also we'll talk about why he will love the wedding but won't want to plan much of it. And finally we'll address the question of the bachelor party before we close out this section. But first I want to spend just a few minutes talking about whether or not you should try to get him to pop the question. The answer, the short answer is no, absolutely not. Men are not stupid. And when one is growing more and more committed to you, and he knows without a doubt that you have limited availability, we've talked about how you have to communicate that, he's going to know there's only one way to catch and keep you, and that is to make you his permanently. Men are in different stages of willingness to commit, and the truth is, you want to be found by a man who is nearly ready or who is actually completely ready to get married. Yes, you can enjoy the dating life for as long as you like, but once you know you're ready to commit and you have a timeline in place, we've talked about timelines too, then you are working a different plan. That is the reason for this entire section of the program. For this part to work out, you need to choose from the men who are looking for commitment, because there is just no use in spending all of your very valuable time trying to change one particular man who's dragging his heels. That just creates resentment. And why would you do all that when there are so many other men out there who are ready and eager to settle down? So rather than trying to manipulate an outcome. Simply open yourself to the many possibilities out there and understand that there are literally hundreds and, for that matter, thousands of possible matches just waiting to discover you. I want to talk to you for just a minute about something I call the pollen principle. Does a flower create one single grain of pollen and invest all her hopes and dreams in it? Well, of course not. She was made to create thousands of possibilities so that there's never any doubt that her kind will be reproduced. Here's another way to think of it. Remember that picture from health class in middle school with the thousands of sperm racing toward the egg? Well, if the one in the lead suddenly makes a U-turn, the others are going to get the prize, right? Can you even name 10 of the dozens of varieties of apples there are to enjoy? That's another example. Okay, here's my point if you haven't figured it out already, and I know you have. Nature never puts all her eggs in one basket. The deck is always being stacked in your favor. There are a lot of guys you're likely to be highly compatible with, and they each have one chance at the prize that is you. Do you think nature only made one man and wound him up and set him loose in the universe to find you? Are you kidding me? There are always lots and lots of possibilities for you to choose from. That's the pollen principle. So be at peace and know that if one man isn't the right match at the right time, another one will be. And that's why I'll go completely out on a limb and tell you this. If you have carefully evaluated your man and you know he is marriage material, and he also seems ready for marriage. He knows your availability is limited, and he still hasn't asked you to marry him. I hereby give you permission to pop the question. But you need to be ready for him to say no, because the simple fact that he hasn't asked could be telling you all you already need to know. I don't really think that's what's going to happen. There are too many guys out there waiting for your time and your attention and your commitment. If you've done your homework and worked your plan, you are going to be in position to choose which man you're going to commit to rather than trying to get a particular stubborn one to jump through the hoops. Although I will tell you the honest to gospel truth and let you know that I actually did that. I made the stubborn one jump through the hoops and got that one. But anyway, with all of that firmly in mind, here are a few more things that you're going to want to know as you get closer to your actual wedding day. We're going to talk about why he will love the wedding, but not want to plan much of it. And also 5 ways to stop worrying about the bachelor's party. But first, why he will love the wedding, but not want to plan much of it. You may think guys want to get married about as much as Paris Hilton wants a life of anonymity. Surprise! Guys really do love the idea of marriage. Lots of them do. And most men love weddings, especially their own. Who wouldn't love a giant party thrown all for them and the lovely, sexy woman of their dreams? Well, and, you know, getting you naked over and over again after the party. Anyway, it's less important to them whether the napkins list his name or your name first in the Courtney Loves Michael engraving. They do not care over much whether you have a vanilla cream or lemon chiffon filling in the layer cake, and they're extremely hard-pressed to help you decide between an elbow-length or shoulder-length veil. If all those million details are your particular delight, have at it. But know that just because he leaves this stuff to you does not mean he isn't excited about catching you once and for all. His indifference to white tablecloths over white over off-white doesn't mean he's indifferent to you. Now, two big things about planning the wedding. This is not a wedding planning book, but I can't go past it without saying this. Two big things about planning the wedding and how much craziness you're willing to endure. Number one, it's only two. Set a budget at the very beginning. A $2,000 wedding will have far fewer details to handle than a $10,000 wedding. Want to cut back on crazy? Reduce your budget. And try to remember that the wedding happens once, but the marriage happens every day for the rest of your lives. Invest in your relationship. So try not to empty your bank account just on account of the party. Put some of that money into your relationship. And this is the second, that's all I'm going to say. I had to say that because of all the TV shows, you know, Say Yes to the Dress and all this craziness and the insane amount of money people spend on weddings. Set a budget, you know, keep it inside a boundary. And this is the second thing, which is remember who the wedding is really for. Yes, you and he are at the center of things, but this will most likely also be a major event for one or both of your families, not to mention all your friends. If you want to keep a lid on the project, work with the primary people who want to be involved to set a guest limit in addition to the budget. I'm not saying it will be easy, but if you can pull it off, it really will help. And if you do manage to involve your man in some of the details of planning a wedding, try not to treat him as room decor. Be open to his opinions, even if they're different from your own. That's all. Okay. I know that's all like really super touchy ground for brides. I really want to do a bridal book someday, but this is not it. Okay. One last thing before we close out this section. And that is five ways to stop worrying about the bachelor's party, because I know it's stressing you out just thinking about it. Strippers, Vegas, bad drunken decisions, the hangover for pity's sake. Hollywood loves this mix and we lap it up, don't we? Don't worry. There are several approaches you can take. First of all, remember that there doesn't have to be a bachelor party. Not everybody has one. It's not mandatory. Your wedding and all the related festivities belong to you. Just because your fiancé's buddy has the great idea for a night of X-rated debauchery doesn't mean it has to happen. You and your man can firmly communicate your preferences and even suggest alternatives. And in fact, I have some ideas on how you could grow up your bachelor party. Think about these alternatives, because nothing says you're required to have a bachelor party at a strip club. That is so old and done. In fact, it may not even be a good match for the guy you're marrying. It definitely wasn't for me. Maybe your man would rather have box seats at one of the games of his favorite sports team, or one of the following alternatives. I've got a whole list of them. And you know what? They can be co-ed if you like. So listen to this. I'm just going to read them out to you. What about a bachelor party or even a co-ed party that you set up around a poker night? What about a wine tour or tasting? A road trip to, I don't know, Graceland, the Boxing Hall of Fame, etc. You could have a charity day and build a house for Habitat for Humanity. You could do a warrior run or event. You could have a whiskey tasting, a whitewater rafting trip. Guys love those cigar lounges. What about all day golf or skydiving or a comedy night? Boy, I know a ton of guys who would love a paintball event. Or why not rent a beach house with friends? Have a ski trip, go to a dude ranch, go to a big honkin' rock concert, a pool tournament, go-kart racing, bartending class. That actually sounds kind of cool. Bungee jumping, camping trips, a casino night. There are so many possibilities. Google that and see if you can find some other options for the two of you to consider. Also, make the bachelor party location and activities decisions together. Often there's a crazy friend in charge of the stag party, but if you can get control of it away from the crazy guy or find a way to include him in your planning, you stand a pretty good chance of having a party that fits both your and your man's expectations and won't ruin the wedding or the marriage before it even gets a chance to get started. Two more things. One is to make your position on cheating crystal clear in advance. All right, sex is a whole spectrum of things, and when a stripper finishes a lap dance and offers to, quote, finish him off for an extra $100, that is not a great time for a clear thought process to happen. So have a calm, clear conversation, especially if that is going to be the bachelor party. Have a calm, clear conversation with your fiancé well in advance of the big party and let him know where your boundaries are. And then finally, let him know you'll be ready and waiting after the party. If there is sexual energy at the bachelor party, the best place to discharge it is with you. Let him know exactly how you'll be dressed or how you won't be dressed and how hungry for action you will be, which is very, on the night of the party. Make the effort to be awake and ready to receive his attention, and you will help diffuse the built-up power of just about any night at a strip club. And don't forget, having an advance plan is a great way to avoid last-minute problems. That includes rules about boundaries, having a designated driver, setting beginning and end times for and locations. You've both come too far to let this last detail wreck what you've both worked so hard for.